How do I know you're my brother?
Because I work for God like you do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
What's that?
And the word is this.
What's that medallion you got on? Is that...
Which one?
Are you Roman Catholic?
Yes.
Yeah, the Roman Catholicism, not of God, invented by men. Peter said, let me love you. Peter said, I'm a fellow elder. He never said he was a pope.
No, he didn't. No, he did not.
Catholic Church says he's the first pope.
Yeah, I know.
They lie.
That's what they say, yeah.
And the Catholic Church is full of a false gospel that cannot save you. The Catholic Church is the biggest business in the world.
It's a very big business.
It's the biggest. Pope sits on a throne of gold.
Thing. Let me tell you another thing.
And it's full of pedophiles. That the popes defended and moved around.
But that's
proven.
That's the devil working in the church.
But that's not the church.
That's not the devil
church.
Working.
Nope,
in the
it's
church.
Not the church.
The devil comes right in the church. With
Catholic
you.
Church. He does come in, and he invented all this. But that is not the church.
Let me tell you something.
That's not the church,
sir. I was down in St. Augustine, Florida, preaching the Lord. Right.
We preach there.
Trying to get people ready for Jesus is coming because we're in the end times now. And God said to me, Billy, when you go back down there, I was in a coma for 8 days in '93. I got my orders, right? To go and talk to people. I've been talking to people all my life.
But if you don't preach the gospel, it's of no use, sir.
You got to preach the gospel.
It's of no use.
You got to repent, read the gospel, and sin no more.
No, you got to come out of the world.
Jesus is on the way.
Jesus shed his blood to call us out of the world by faith and repentance.
Amen.
And you got to come out of the false church systems, too.
Amen.
You got to come out of the Catholic Church.
Religion is man-made.
So come out of the Roman Catholic Church. Why are you dressing your temple in worldliness? LSU sports.
Because I got the shirt from the shelter.
But that's worldliness.
I'm a homeless person.
Okay, but that's worldliness. You should do much better than that.
Amen.
Our temple is supposed to be godly and holy.
Well, if I put my serape on, I had my staff.
Well, actually, I wear a tunic because God put us in those in Genesis 3.
Well, I have my poncho with the Lamb of God on.
Did you get a gospel card?
Yes, I do.
So here's the deal.
Right.
Here's the deal. You got to come out of the world by the shed blood of Jesus, by faith, repentance. If you truly are born again, you'll see through the Catholic Church and you'll come out of it. You won't promote it. And you'll walk in spirit and truth. And you'll come out of all the churches.
All right, now another thing.
They're all corrupt, sir.
Jesus said, if you don't eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you.
That's John 6. At the end, he said, these words I tell you are spirit. It's not the literal.
Love one another as I have loved you.
It's not the literal body and blood of Jesus. That's another Roman Catholic false way.
Because Padre Pio's host bled into his hands.
Padre Pio was an occult mystic, sir.
No, he was.
See, you're giving me all these Roman Catholic men. You're lost in that, sir. You need to repent.
I'm not lost. You're lost.
You need to repent and come out of that, sir.
Yeah, you know you're lost.
Lose your life to follow Jesus Christ, neighbors. Repent and come out of the world.